A reading from Luke 9:18-21. Once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." "But what about you?" he said. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah."
"But what about you? Who do you say I am?" rings down the centuries and lands in every pew of every church, in every town, in every country of the world. Because when it doesn't come down to the person that's the preacher that day or leading the songs, it comes down to the affirmation that must come from a combination of witnessing and the human heart to say, "Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Son of God." And that question that Jesus poses is interesting because he starts with the crowds, which is innocuous enough because anybody can say with the crowds, anybody can interpret that, every pollster does it every day. But here then he comes to the individual, he comes to his followers and says, "But who do you say that I am?" And this is a question that you and I and everybody else, when we claim Jesus Christ, we have to ask that question of ourselves and come up with an answer.
Jesus never leaves it safe. He starts safe with his disciples. Who do others say that I am? We'd love to, like you said, hear what other people have to say. We love what commentators say. We're fascinated with what the critics say about Jesus. But it really just comes down to what's going to be my decision. What am I going to say about him? Is he the Messiah? Is he the anointed one of God? And if he is the anointed one of God, then it has complete implication in my life. I can have him as the anointed one of the things that make me feel comfortable. I can't have him as the anointed one where I take some of his teaching, but not all of his teaching. He's either completely the anointed one or he's not. And it kind of comes back to the ancient declaration of Joshua when he said, choose today whom you will serve. If God is God, serve him. If not, then go your way. For me and my house, we choose the Lord.
I love the fact when somebody says that Jesus is not, that's easy to respond to. But when somebody claims that they're a follower of Christ, that has, as you said, enormous implications, because underneath that claim is an assumption based on faith. And human action has to just logically follow the belief. The belief is the engine that carries you forward in action, following Jesus. Not leading him, following him. Not claiming to be greater than him or on the side of him or disregard him, but truly following him. And that actually is a life changer.
Yeah, clearly. Feeling and action follow belief. You say what you want, we do what we believe. We can rally around all kinds of things and have all kinds of discussions and all kinds of explanations, and the bottom line is, today I will do what I believe.